USA News, I'm John Schaefer. Former President Trump has been indicted in connection with the January 6, 2021 Capitol riot. Prosecutors say his efforts to overturn the 2020 presidential election contributed to that riot. This marks the second time the Department of Justice has indicted Trump, the first coming in the case involving his handling of classified documents. New Labor Department data reveals that job turnover in the United States has hit a two-year low, indicating a cooling off of the labor market compared to pandemic-era trends. The quits rate has decreased from 2.6% in May to 2.4% in June, showing a decline in the Great Resignation that affected businesses earlier this year. Hiring has also slowed, with 5.9 million new jobs in June, down from 6.2 million in May. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis invited Vice President Kamala Harris to Florida to set the record straight over the African-American curriculum controversy.
You got to choose. Are you going to side with Kamala Harris in liberal media outlets, or are you going to side with the state of Florida? And I think it's very clear that these guys did a good job.
Harris, who was speaking in Orlando today, declined while continuing to criticize the curriculum. The man charged with New York's Gilgo Beach serial killing showed no emotion in court today. Michael Brown is Rex Huerman's attorney.
We're going to defend this case in a courtroom. In the courtroom we just were in, where we have 12 fair and impartial jurors, where we have a fair and impartial judge.
Huerman was charged last month with killing three prostitutes whose bodies were all found on the Long Island beach more than a decade ago. Federal health officials are warning of deadly fungal meningitis outbreaks at border medical clinics in Mexico. A Texas mom who died this week after undergoing a plastic surgery procedure is the latest victim. That's according to the CDC, which has now put the death toll at 10. This is USA News.
O'Reilly Auto Parts' new Brake Best Select Pro brand raises the bar for the best aftermarket domestic brake pads and rotors available. For vehicle-specific friction formulations, Quiatech noise-canceling shims, and stainless steel hardware, choose Brake Best Select Pro. Professional-grade brakes from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.
The Chase eBusiness Premier Card is made for people who make things happen, like me. I'm Sam, founder and CEO of Manifest, a product design company that makes everyday products designed smarter. I get 2.5% cash back on purchases of $5,000 or more, plus unlimited 2% cash back on all other purchases, which helps us make more smart ideas into a brilliant reality.
The Inc. Business Premier Card. Learn more at chase.com/businesspremier. Chase for business. Make more with yours. Real business owner compensated for their participation. Account subject to credit approval. Restrictions and limitations apply. Cards are issued by JPMorgan Chase Bank. Any member FDIC.
New Jersey Lieutenant Governor Sheila Oliver has died. The 71-year-old was hospitalized yesterday while serving as acting governor. Governor Phil Murphy's been on vacation in Italy with his family. Oliver was taken to Cooperman Barnabas Medical Center in Livingston, where she passed away. Scorching temperatures will be felt across the southern U.S. this week. Tens of millions of Americans remain under heat alerts, particularly in states like Texas, Louisiana, Mississippi, and Arkansas. Feels like temperatures could reach triple digits through Wednesday. Health officials are warning that cases of leprosy are surging in Central Florida.
The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention says Central Florida is a leprosy hotspot, accounting for almost one-fifth of reported cases nationwide. FIU infectious diseases expert Dr. Eileen Marty says leprosy is spread by a bacteria carried by a specific animal.
The animal that has leprosy now in Florida is the armadillo. Most people should not be too concerned, but don't go petting armadillos.
The CDC says this outbreak does not appear to be spread by animals. Leprosy affects the skin and nervous system and spreads through extended close contact with untreated patients. Fortunately, Dr. Marty says that leprosy is treatable. Karen Curtis, Miami.
CVS is laying off 5,000 employees. Those layoffs will happen in what the company calls non-customer-facing positions, mainly corporate staff. And tonight's Mega Millions drawing could make someone a billionaire. No one has hit it in 3.5 months. Tonight's estimated jackpot stands at just over $1 billion. I'm John Schaefer, USA News.
Protect your engine with Syntec Full Synthetic Motor Oil at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Syntec is designed for today's engines to dissipate heat and reduce friction and wear. Get 5 quarts of Syntec Full Synthetic and a MicroGuard Select Oil Filter for just $33.99, plus 2x O Rewards points. Limits apply. Choose Syntec exclusively at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.